about 15 new emails, 3 new voicemails.
I know.
Are you at that museum thing all day, Jill?
Yes, they've given me an office. No one else about, though.
Only we could do with more hands at the base.
Reminder, Jill Meadow, call waiting.
Terry, I'll get back to you. I've got the interview on the other line. Could you retweet that press release? My app stopped working.
Will do.
Call ended.
Sylvie, line 2, camera on.
Video conference active.
Ah, there you are, Miss Meadow.
Here, okay. Bit of skyline through the window. Oh, I'll just adjust the light levels.
Perfect. You must give me lessons. This morning I couldn't... Oh, back from commercials in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back. Now, if I say MPAD, you think Meadow Digital. And when you think Meadow Digital, you think of the youngest female CEO in Britain. A big hello to Jill Meadow. Live via one of her own MPADs from the top floor of London's Technology Museum.
Hello, everyone.
I do not understand this input.
Hello, Jill. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, sorry about that. Let's get started, shall we?
That's why I'm sponsoring this exhibition.
Thanks for visiting the Technology Museum. Come back soon.
Let's see what's on show.
Watch it. Took out 3 pedestrians on Oxford Street with this lot. Coming through!
Here, you have to press the...
Yeah, thanks. Someone should look at those doors.
Yeah, tech museum, you think they get the basics right. Well, that's quite a haul. Planning on squeezing a new MPAD into one of those bags?
No, just meeting someone. I can fix a printer jam, run a slideshow, delete my boss's internet history, but those touchy swipey screens leave me cold.
To be honest, me too. Put your shopping down. Fancy a coffee? It's free.
Lovely. Frothy as you like. Gadgets are us reception. Not exactly a dream job, is it?
Just got back from 3 months backpacking Europe. Now I've got to pay for it. When the agency called this morning, it was on
all they had. Been there, done that. At least you get your own badge. Bex.
Rebecca Young, Islington Angels. Special skills, promo and front of house. Trouble is, not that interested in either.
Donna Noble. Chiswick Cherubs, Tooting Temps and Wimbledon Wonders. Fastest shorthand in the West. Don't worry, you'll find something that sticks. Eventually. I did. You're on your own?
Yeah. Else I'd have bailed by now. Lucky for me, it's not been too busy. And you know, free coffee.
Thanks. How are the punters?
Techie types, trying too hard. You know, like him.
Oh, yeah. The skinny one in the suit and tie.
He'd be a bit of all right if it weren't for the head. Shh, he's coming over.
Hello, Donna. Been waiting long.
Just got here.
Oh.
Look at this! They're giving away dongles! Sparkly dongles. I do like a nice dongle. You can never have too many dongles.
Doctor, stop saying dongle.
Sorry, are you two...
No, we're not. I mean, I help him, you know, in the community. Right, is your inner nerd happy now? OD'd on IT?
Who's your friend? Oh, hello, Bex with an X. I'm the doctor.
Ah, yeah. Fancy test driving the MPAD?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Oh, you look at that.
I am Sylvie. How can I help you today?
Ah, it talks. I love it when they talk. Hello, Sylvie.
Hello. Username.
Could do with a bit of a tweak. Let's see.
You're probably not supposed to.
Yeah. Best let Jill Meadow invent her own patches. This MPAD's a massive leap in user-friendly tech. Meadow Digital's ahead of the game on the chipsets. Quadruple core nano circuits and a sleek, sexy designer package. Ultra thin. Look.
You're talking, but it's all geek to me. Can we go?
Yeah, I suppose. Robots running amok. Donna! We're on!
Saying modern technology has become too complicated to actually use. Do you think they have a point?
It's simpler than you think. We designed Sylvie to be intuitive.
Sylvie, let me get this right. Simulated intelligence live vocal interaction?
Voice interface, but your acronym works too.
You're not worried about the reviews? Our viewer panel couldn't work the scroll bar. I've got to admit, I've not set up my email yet.
If you get stuck, ask your kids. Seriously, new technology takes a little practice.
We'll take your word for that.
Or you can ask me. I'm here all afternoon at the London Technology Museum to answer questions.
Are you concerned? Attendance has been lower than expected.
I'd say to everyone, come along. Don't be scared. You can really have fun with technology.
Get them off! Get them off me!
Hold me a tick!
What are they doing to him?
A coating of cornflour blue from the look of it.
What?
Painting robots. Computer art. A bit impressionistic for my taste. Still gives half the stuff in the Evanescence Gallery on Terraleptus 9 a run for its money.
Help me!
Easy, Tiger! There. No damage?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I can see you're all right. These mechanisms are very delicate.
Oh, thank you for your concern.
Don't mind him. What's your name?
Brian.
What happened? I tried security. No one answered.
I'm Donna, and that's the doctor.
Hello.
So, Brian, how did you annoy Metal Michelangelo?
Yeah, what did you press?
I didn't. I mean, I leaned in for a better look, then they came after me.
Well, the good news is your exhibit's fine.
See? I didn't do anything. I should sue.
All right, call your jets, Bri. There's a comfy chair in reception. Bex, can you make him a coffee?
Sure. Yeah, it's weird. All day people have been spooked. Like the machines are creeping them out. Almost like... like they were expecting this.
See? Not my fault.
Come on, let's get you that coffee.
There. Good as new.
Doctor, you coming?
Give it 10 minutes, they'll knock up another dozen landscapes. You see, the beauty of robots is they only ever do what they're told to do.
Skivvies that will do as they're told with an off switch. Dream come true for most blokes.
Oi! Some of my best friends have been robots. And blokes.
Again, why am I not surprised? Doctor?
Don't mind me. I'll just take another peruse.
Well, it just remains...
Connection lost.
Oh, no.
Connection active. Call waiting.
What? What? Hello?
I said, thank you. Miss Meadow? Miss Meadow?
Yes. Sorry, I'm just a bit... Oh, sorry. It's been a busy day.
We're still on air.
Call ended. You have 8 new emails. 2 new voicemails.
What? Sylvie?
Yes, Jill Meadow.
I didn't... Oh. Call Meadow Digital, Terry Webb's office.
I do not understand this input.
What's wrong with you?
And you've been here all morning. Does the fun never start?
Look, those machines are chopping veg while calculating pi to an infinite number of decimal places.
My point proven, I think. Pine chips, eh? Get it?
Oh, yeah, very good. Ah, now, you like this one. Reads and copies human facial expressions. Go on, give it a smile.
You are feeling angry.
Outdated word. Is that ping pong? All right, I admit, robots playing ping pong, that is worth seeing.
Yeah, very nifty with the bats, huh? Another 100 years, they'll have their own Olympics. Oh, Brian's lucky he didn't fall foul of these two. Off you go. And over there, computers building computers.
But there's nothing wrong with them, right? They're not about to take over the world. We're not going to see a knitting Terminator marching on Parliament.
Nope, all perfectly harmless and doing what they're told.
So there's no mystery. Brian got too close, couldn't resist a fiddle.
He did seem very sure they attacked him.
But it's just stuff in a museum.
Oh, you'd be very surprised how much trouble stuff in a museum can cause. All morning I've had the strangest feeling, niggling away at the back of my head, something wrong. Can't you feel it?
Yeah, well, 2 years into the future for me, bound to feel a bit weird. Don't worry, I've been good. Time travel responsibly. No phone in, no sneaky peek at any autumn collections or the lottery. Can't help noticing there's been another royal wedding. Gramps will be made up. You can tell it's the future. All the films are in 3D. Yeah, there's a Justin Bieber film. In 3D. Is that kind of wrong?
No, something even more wrong than that. Something in the air.
Oh, yeah, that's the new Katie Price perfume. All right, I might have nipped to Henrik's.
It's too quiet. Normally you lot can't wait for the next gadget, the next shiny toy.
Look at you. You're all sexy designer package just now.
That's different. I'm appreciating a developing culture.
Go on, patronise us a bit more, why don't you?
Donna?
I don't see it myself. Boys and their toys.
Oh, well, Jill Meadow is definitely not a boy, and she's an IT whiz.
Even so, maybe everyone just gets a bit bored with it all in the future.
Bored? No, you heard what Beck said. It's more like everyone's afraid. Haven't you noticed, Donna? As of 5 minutes ago, we're the only visitors this museum has got.
Incoming call.
Terry?
Jill, I got your text.
Thanks. I can't seem to call out.
We're getting a few reports of that. Must be the networks.
Yes, I suppose it must.
Good job on TV just now. Went a bit weird at the end. We can always blame the studio link.
Did you work out the glitching on Sylvie's interface?
Tricky. We're short-handed. And those who are here, well, they seem to be having an off day.
I've run some diagnostics myself. I'll attach the error report.
Call ended.
What? Damn it!
Please enter password.
What?
I do not understand this input.
User, Jill Meadow, password, Brighton 88.
I do not understand this input.
Oh, voice recognition's broken. Don't make me hook you up to a keyboard, Sylvie.
I do not understand this input.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yes?
Could you do that later?
Sorry. Yes, madam. I'm so sorry.
Awaiting input.
What? What was I...
We are the Cognoscenti. You know nothing.
What? Who? Who's there?
Awaiting input.
Oh, that sounds nasty. Frothuccino machine playing up.
Oh, sorry. There's something wrong with the spouty thing.
Don't trouble yourself. I didn't ask for one.
Let me. There's a knack.
Oh, Donna Noble Barista. Is there no end to your talent? Now, Bex with an X.
Yeah.
Just now, you said people were spooked.
Yeah, I'm feeling sick. Too much screen time, I reckon. Probably haven't been outside their mum's basement for weeks. No offence.
None taken. This new tablet, this M-Pad, it's selling well, is it?
I am Sylvie. How can I help you today?
It launched this week. Record pre-orders. I camped out on Oxford Street. I realise now, I played right into his hands.
You... What?
Yeah, have a go, Brian. Show me how it works.
What is your question?
No, I'd rather not.
They're saying it's too complicated. You need a degree to turn it on. I'm happy with my second-hand pay-as-you-go. I told Donna I'm no techie.
Technology is supposed to make your life easier. Meadow Digital's all about making things simple, user-friendly, unthreatening.
Here are coffees. Easy when you know how.
Where's mine?
You? You're the last person I'd give caffeine. Oi, Sylvie, search ADHD. I bet his picture comes up.
I do not understand this input.
Don't trust it. It's listening in, laughing at us.
You're all right, Brian.
We've got to stop it. Somehow, turn everything off.
Brian, easy now, easy. That's it, watch the blue light. Nice and calm.
Doctor?
One second, Donna.
Only the lift's coming down.
Well, it's a tall building. People don't use the stairs half as much as they should. Bex, who else is here?
I don't know. I couldn't find security.
Floor 2 is stopped. It's moving again.
You lot behind the reception desk.
No, I'm sticking with you.
Me too.
Anyone mind if I hide behind the desk?
Knock yourself out, Bri. Doctor, what do you reckon it is?
No idea. And for once, that is not making me happy.
This is not right! This is...
First!
Who is that? Who's there?
Going down. Doors closing.
Not again! Drowned? Where is it going? Help me! Someone! Get me!
Ground floor. Doors opening.
Help me! Please!
Get him clear!
Right, we've got you! It's the cleaner! Lucas, isn't it?
Save me! Please!
Look after him!
Don't go in there!
Mind the doors. Doors closing.
What's in there? Doctor?
Doors opening.
Nothing. It's empty.
It's wrong.
Maybe it just doesn't like lifts.
He had a coffee this morning and went up in it fine.
It's normal. It's an everyday lift. Nothing wrong with it. Just like those robots. Just like the coffee machine.
The coffee machine?
Nothing out of the ordinary at all. Mysteriouser and mysteriouser.
Bobas! Bobas!
What's he saying?
Lithuanian folklore, Bobas is a bogeyman.
Look at me, Lucas, right? Just calm down. Right, breathe.
My grandmother always told us, go to sleep or the Bobas will come for you.
Yeah, I bet that worked a treat.
I never thought it would follow me here to London.
Lucas, what did you actually see?
Machines. Machines that move. You do not believe me.
It's like Brian and those others, scared of machines.
Wait a minute. Where is Brian?
Down here. Somewhere. There must be a way to turn it off. Turn it all off! Danger. High voltage. Cut the power! They can't do anything. They can't get us. Come on! Hello? Is someone there? What? What are you?
We are the Cognoscenti. You know nothing.
Get away! Get away from me!
No sign of him that way. Brian's long gone. Maybe he felt better.
Last time I saw anyone that jumpy, they were standing on a supernova.
A what?
A long story, involving several pairs of shoes.
Sometimes I think you just make this stuff up.
Bottom line is, there is no way that our Brian just strolled home.
What's this, park where you like day?
Well, if it is, not everyone got the memo.
Is this what happens in the future? Everyone turns stupid?
No, Donna, that's not the future. It just seems to be today.
Oi! Get back in here! You haven't paid!
Keep that thing away from me!
Come back!
What is it? Have you been robbed?
I wouldn't put their PIN number in the machine.
Why not?
Don't know, I wouldn't touch it.
Here, let me. It's just a regular card reader.
Doctor, look.
They left their credit card. Why would they run off and...
Look around, Doctor. Look what's happening.
What is it? What is it? Oh. It's on me. It's buzzing. Get it off.
Oi, give me my card back, you horrible machine. You're stealing from me.
Oi, calm down. You'll do yourself a mischief.
Get off, you're in on it. Leave me alone.
All right, listen, I'm trying to help.
Donna, leave her.
She was scared of a cash machine. Everyone's terrified.
Terrified or confused or both? I'd say it's both.
Doctor, Donna, come quick. It's Brian.
Something really odd is happening. You know what? I'm usually having more fun when something really odd is happening, but this is just, well... really odd. I don't like it.
You found Brian?
After you left, we heard something.
It was like a scream from the basement.
Like a scream? What, you're not sure?
We're sure.
Then the elevator came.
And inside...
doors opening.
Oh, no!
Brian!
Here, help me get him out!
It's no good. I checked already.
But I haven't. No physical trauma. But no brain activity. He's been switched off. Like a machine.
Doctor.
I'm sorry I didn't stop this.
What has done this? It was the lift, no?
No.
Bex, are you going to get it?
I don't want to touch it.
Let me. Hello?
Help me, please.
Who is this?
Jill Meadow, please. It's going to get me. I'm upstairs, please help me.
Doctor?
That was the director of Meadow Digital.
Of course, she's still here. She's doing a Q&A later this afternoon.
Not anymore, she's not. Where is she? She said upstairs.
I saw this lady on the poster. The end office, the fifth floor.
Right, we need to stick together. No one else wandering off.
But there is a monster up there.
What's he talking about? A monster?
Not sure, but I have a feeling it's not exactly what I'd call a monster. And I should know. I've met a few.
Still, you do not believe.
Lucas, come on. It'll be safer if we stay together.
Donna's right. This way. Don't know about you lot, but I'm happy to take the stairs.
I do not understand your input.
What do you want?
I do not understand your input.
Please, tell me what you want.
I am Sylvie. How can I help you today?
Hurry up, you two. One thing with a doctor, you always get a workout.
Who's there?
Hello. Jill.
Yes.
Oh, you're brilliant. Donna, meet one of the finest minds in information technology, leading the world into a digital age.
Doctor, she's hiding under a desk.
Yeah, hiding from her own invention. Come on, Jill. Take my hand. Come out. Yeah, it's all right.
It's there. It's waiting for me.
Does she mean a computer pad?
It looks like it. What's gone wrong, Sylvie?
I do not understand your input.
Put it down! It's possessed! It's evil!
These are the scenes in central London.
Miss! Look! Look at this!
Come on, Lucas. They went to the end office. You heard the doctor. No wandering off.
Little people trapped inside a frame. My grandmother told me I'd see many strange things in London.
It's a telly, Lucas. It's just a telly. You must have tellies back home.
Telly? Yes. Of course. Why does it suddenly seem so strange?
Like the lift. It's weird. What is going on out there?
Drivers suddenly abandon their vehicles for no apparent reason. Police advise everyone to stay indoors until... Police advise... Is anyone else seeing this? There are words. I see words appearing in front of me. Where are they coming from? Who's doing this?
What the?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
There! Trapped in the wall. He knows. That man knows it is wrong.
He was reading the news and then he...
Now a mist. A fog.
We are the
Cognoscenti.
You know nothing.
Bobas.
What the hell was that? Donna! Doctor! Where are you?
There is a monster. I can prove it. I can wake it.
It's all over the news. Mass hysteria.
I can see from here. It's people leaving their cars, just jumping off buses, chucking their phones away, running.
It's accelerated in the last hour. It's reaching a critical mass.
What's causing it? Some kind of technology breakdown?
Unable to connect.
Ah, now you've lost Wi-Fi.
Doctor, will you stop playing with that tablet and do something?
I don't get it. There's nothing wrong. Volume control's a bit fiddly. It could do with more USB slots, but it's just a computer. It's nothing more.
It's haunted. It's talking.
Is that Jill Meadow? What's wrong with her?
Jill, it talks because you programmed it to talk. It's supposed to make it friendly. It's doing exactly what you designed it to do.
No!
I just saw someone with that look on TV. He suddenly forgot how it worked. Cameras, TV, auto cue, everything. And it scared him.
It's starting to make sense. Donna, I think you're right.
Me? What did I say?
It's not the machines going wrong. It never was. It's the people.
Here! I have awoken it!
Ah! What's that? It's horrible! It's just a vacuum cleaner. Isn't it, Doctor? Lucas!
Donna! Oh, so much for staying together. I say stay together, no one ever listens. Bex, look after Jill.
Keep back! I have to wake it. Show you! Now it comes for me!
You're tangled in the wires! You're pulling it!
Get it away! Help me!
Just wait! Calm down!
Donna!
The Bulbas has me!
Stay back, stay back. Don't move.
No! Why did it?
Donna, wait. Let me.
I told him he'd be safe. If he came with us, he'd be safe.
That's it. No more. Whatever's going on here, it stops.
now. Data from agents at all key sites. The primary phase shows 89% efficiency. Direct application to the human brains has proven fatal. It is not a recommended method.
Not if we wish to keep a slave population. Thank you, Overseer Cram.
Our test signals indicate human communications will be simple to assimilate under Cognoscenti control.
Once they lose their own ability to control them.
Technology competence levels 10 through 4 currently incapacitated in 81% of subjects. Depending on individual brain function, the shutdown program takes several hours to run.
Then it is simply a matter of time. Any resistance?
Less than 3%. Some live samples would help me refine the process closer to complete efficiency.
Proceed. Increase the signal. Reduce all responsive subjects to competence level 0.
Yes, Supervisor Lobo.
Psionic transmission to all Cognoscenti. Pay attention, this is your supervisor. Track human life signs. Collect more samples. Use the underground channels, then return to control. We must be ready to take charge of this world.
It's no good. We can't run. We can't hide.
No, but you can sit, Jill. You hear me? Get some rest.
Telly, stop working. Every channel.
We know nothing.
Look outside. Everyone's gone. Home or in hiding. Where'd you run when you think every bit of tech is out to get you?
People are dying, Doctor.
I know.
Poor Lucas. I should call Gran.
What are you doing, Bex?
Network down. Right.
Bex, you should stay with us.
My nan's on her own. I should have gone when this started.
But you wanted to help, Bex, didn't you? You wanted to help figure this out. You know what? I think you still can.
No, I'm done with it. What can I do? I'm just a temp.
She can go, Doctor. Can't she?
Donna Noble, Bex with an X, the machines aren't freaking you out. Not yet. Not like everyone else. What have you got in common? Where have you been?
What are you talking about? I've been travelling with you, and Bex has been... Oh.
I just came back from abroad a couple of days ago.
Exposure. I'm guessing whatever caused this, it needed long-term exposure.
Guessing?
I'm a very good guesser.
So we're okay for a while, right? Where's your nan's house?
10 minutes on the tube, 20-minute walk.
That's it then. There and back in no time.
No, I just need to get there. My gran.
Yeah, and I'll make sure you do.
1 hour, Donna, no more. It's not hit you yet, but you don't want to be stuck out there when it does. Look after each other. Any trouble, you get the slightest twinge at a pelican crossing, anything at all, you turn round, you come straight back here.
We'll be fine, Doctor. Temps united.
Right, Jill Meadow, let's see what's really wrong with you.
Me? No! It's that thing!
Awaiting input.
You can keep quiet for a start.
It's too late, don't you see? Too late for everyone.
What do you reckon? Everyone's deserted.
Well, it's like the doctor said. People are confused, but the actual machines are fine.
Like you and me. How long before, you know, we start to turn like everyone else?
Well, long enough to make sure your gran's safe. Then, well, the doctor will have sorted it by then.
You think?
I know.
What about you? Anyone you want to check on?
No, they'll be fine. Mum's Shen at the toaster, that's nothing new. And Gramps, he'll be busy looking after her, like always. Oh, here we are. Tube station. Worth a look.
I'm on the central line, but anywhere away from here.
Shh. What? Hello? Is someone there?
Everyone's running scared.
Come on. No one here. No guards. No passengers, not even buskers.
Be grateful for small mercies.
Trains, we can still get out of here.
What's it say on the information board? The screens are all dead.
Central and Circle Line, good service. Then... Oh.
Hello? Shop? What's it say?
Nothing, really. Nothing. Someone having a laugh.
Get out. Get out if you want to live. They're coming.
What's that? Just the escalator. Listen. Look, I'm sure whoever wrote that, they were just panicking, exaggerating. Come on, the ticket gates are open. There you go. Someone down there is still driving the trains. Must be more like us. Not gone the full zombie yet.
So where are they?
It's this way, Bex. We'll find out.
Wait. I don't know if I can.
Just walk through the gate. They're hardly going to find you.
No. It's not that. They're going to close on me, trap me.
Come on. There's another one. Maybe they're moving people out to safety.
But the stairs, the moving stairs.
Oh, no, not you two. Right, hold my hand. Temps United, okay?
But they're alive. The stairs are alive.
It's all in your mind, Bex. That was just a ticket gate, and this is just an escalator. It's supposed to move. Come on. Remember your gran?
I can't.
Here, hold my hand. Close your eyes. Now step forward.
Don't let go, will you, Donna?
No, I won't.
You designed half this stuff. You and people like you, visionaries. People who join the dots in your mind, who understand what people need before they know it themselves. That'd be a tragedy if a brain like that were lost.
No, turn it off. Turn it all off. Please, please. I don't understand what you want.
All right, all right, all right. Back to basics it is, then. Here.
What's this?
Paper and pen. Draw me a circuit.
What?
Draw a simple computer circuit. I'll scan your brainwaves while you do it.
All right.
Alpha waves up. Beta and gamma waves suppressed. You're right, Donna Noble. People are being made stupid. Changes in the cortex, connectors blocked, nerve signals confused until a critical point is reached and pow! Super smart to Neo-Neanderthal in minutes.
I'm sorry, I can't.
All right, circuit's too tricky. What about, a cat?
No,
straight line then. Draw me a straight line.
No, I don't know how this drawing stick works. How it...
Jill, stay with me.
I don't know what this...
Jill!
What is this thing?
Technological devolution. I'm watching your neural oscillation failing. Oh, what's the catalyst? No! Don't stop now! Just when we're getting somewhere. What's wrong with you?
That's both platforms. Where's the train?
Oh, Donna, there's no one here. There are no trains. We should go.
What's happening to the lights? Hang on, there's something coming.
Down the tunnel. Are those headlights? They're red?
That's not a train.
No, it's too slow.
And it's lots of somethings. Bex, you were right.
What are those things?
Doesn't matter. Run! The station shutters are closing. The escalator's still coming down. We're just going to have to run up it.
Oh, I can't!
Germans! Do not run!
Well, doesn't that lot change your mind? Come on! Hang on!
Hey, you two! I've got the up escalator working!
Donna, I can't! It's unnatural!
Bex, you are getting on the magic stairs with me, or I will see to it you never do admin in this town again. All right, you! Muscles, come and help!
I'm trying to keep the shutters open!
Remain where you are!
Bex! Grab my hand.
Just go, Donna. One of us needs to. And I just can't. What are you doing?
Come on, if you're coming. Don't want to dislocate a shoulder for nothing.
No, Bex, get here now.
Get the doctor. I'll find out what we're dealing with.
Do not run. We require test subjects.
Test subjects? That means alive, right?
We are cognoscenting. We'll know nothing.
We've got to go back. We can't just leave her.
No time, love. Come on, out.
Bex, we're coming back. Do you hear me? We are coming back.
Sorry about your mate. This is the fifth station I've checked. First one with any people.
What? What are you talking about? Who are you?
I went on shift at Liverpool Street, but there was no one there. Then they started coming. Them things in the tunnel. I don't suppose you can tell me what the hell is going on.
No, but I know a man who can.
Watch the needle. Back and forth. Remember the rhyme, Jill. It'll keep you calm. And that is all I can do.
Thing. Nice thing.
You're losing language, too. The ability to interpret systems, to understand. Someone is rolling back your brain's evolutionary clock. But how and who? Funny, I could see what's going on in there. What's wrong with this? What's causing it?
I know nothing.
Jill, stay with me. Jill! Gone. I'm sorry, but I'll get you back. Somehow.
Doctor!
Donna, in here. Let me guess, public transport crisis.
You're a doctor. What's wrong with her?
Still working it out.
Still? I thought you'd have sorted it by now. Look at Jill, she's catatonic.
At least she's alive. She's helped all she can for now.
I've seen loads like that around town. Houses, offices, pubs. Some of them hiding under tables, sitting, staring, afraid to move.
This is Kevin. He's a train driver.
Kevin Jones. Afternoon.
Jones the seam, eh? Well, that's nice, but...
He saved me. With his muscles.
Saved you? From what? Thank you, by the way.
No worries.
There are things down in the underground, Doctor. Alien things.
Ooh, it's often the way with alien things. They do love a tunnel. What do they look like?
Oh, spindly fingers, giant head, red eyes. You know, alien-y.
Just tell me what's happening.
You know, you're right, Kevin. I am a doctor, and it's high time I made a diagnosis. Hold on. Where's Bex?
Who are you? What are you doing here?
We are the Cognoscenti. Your world will be ours. Wait. We have more samples.
What do you want with us?
You will aid our testing, analysis, improvement.
Like some kind of experiment?
You retain more neural competence than these others.
Neural? What? If you mean I'm not a quivering wreck, then yes, I've got neural competence. What's that? Get it away from me!
You have had less contact, but my signal enhancements are compensating. Yes. Technological intolerance increasing. It will not be long.
Not long? Till what?
Until you are a quivering wreck. Now, move.
We tried to open the shutters, but they wouldn't budge.
Bex is stuck down there. We've got to go back.
We will, but we'll go back armed.
You've got weapons.
Better. We'll be armed with intelligence. We only stand a chance if we know what's going on. Kevin, you've been recruited.
That's a blank piece of paper.
Is it? That should be an ultra-level security warrant authorising me to enlist any and all London Underground personnel for emergency duties. I must have left it in my other suit.
Don't worry, Kevin's happy to help, aren't you, Kevin?
Yeah, of course.
So where are we going?
I don't like aliens messing around with London. The most exciting city in the world turned into a ghost town.
That's another thing.
This way, remember where we landed?
Landed? What are you, special forces?
Very special. Keep up, Kev. Didn't you find anything out? You know, Sonic and Jill Meadow before she zonked out.
Whatever this is, it's changing how the human brain works. It's reprogramming.
Kevin's brain's not affected. He's not scared of machines. But he's been here the whole time, not like me or Bex.
Glad to see you're interested in his brain, too.
No, listen, I mean, can't you scan him? See why he's not stupefied?
Well...
Hold up. You want to scan my brain? Will it hurt?
Not a big brave boy like you. I'll hold your hand. Go on, Doctor. Sonic him.
Well, I said I could if the sonic screwdriver hadn't stopped working.
What is kaput?
Psychoactive controls. Luckily, we've something with a bit more oomph parked along here, haven't we, Donna?
What are you two talking about?
Oh, yeah. Hurry up, train driver. Wait till you see this engine.
Alrighty then, come on in.
There.
I know. Trust me.
Donna, show him the way. The sooner you get inside, the sooner the TARDIS can scan your brainwaves. Oh. He's already found something else. Interdimensional subwave drawing power directly from the main supply. There! Wired in along the tube, junction box 759.
You mean they've got a base down there? Plugged into the national grid?
What is this place?
Come on in, Kev. Let's take a look at that brain. Don't be shy. Mi casa suka. Suka. Sukas! No!
Doctor!
Is that how you're doing?
Just right, never mind that now. Get your biceps over here and help me.
Donna! Donna, is that you?
Of course it's me. What are you doing on the floor?
Gotta get out! It's too much!
What?
The TARDIS! Too much for my mind!
Doctor, you're not making sense.
I don't understand. It's useless! You've got to get me out.
Doctor, you're scaring me now.
Yeah.
Kevin, you heard. Alright, just help me.
But we just got here.
And now you're leaving.
Stupid, Doctor, stupid. It's not the sonic that stopped working. It's me.
Our samples for analysis, Supervisor. Secure them.
Don't put me near those machines, please.
Interesting. This one still has language competence.
It had a shorter period of exposure. It was not here for our initial transmissions.
Leave me alone!
But it responds now.
The mammalian brain has complex deviations. Biochemical resistance, brain patterns, genetic codes, blood type. Many factors to account for. A percentage responds slowly. An even smaller percentage are resistant.
You're doing this. You're aliens.
Silence, creature. Your biology is complicated, but we are the Cognoscenti. You know nothing. We understand everything.
Right.
My latest augmentation means the subject's synaptic response is used against them. The more technically adept the brain, the quicker the shutdown.
You're taking away our minds.
You are better off without them. It is a kindness. Let us assume control. Our invasion is far more intelligent than those that require fighting and killing.
You're making the human race stupid.
It is how one Cognoscenti Tech Squadron will conquer your world.
Thick! Stupid! Brain devolution! Got me too!
What? Doctor, what's happened to you?
I can't remember. Swimming in a fog is a real pea souper.
Doctor!
Will you tell me what we just walked out of?
An alien spaceship. This alien's spaceship.
Hang on. He's an alien. He looks like he works in, you know, menswear.
No. Keep a clear head.
He's an alien, all right? And if the doctor's lost his marbles, then we're all stuffed.
I thought those were aliens chasing you in the station.
Yeah, they were too. But the doctor's the good kind. All right, just keep up.
Did he say they have a base down in the underground?
That's what the TARDIS thinks. So why keep the trains running?
You what? There's been no trains for hours, not since first thing.
But I've been hearing them all day. Shh.
Sound! Yes! Sound waves! Yes!
Doctor?
Reprogramming minds! Restructuring! Brain interacts with environment! Infrasound!
He's gone gaga.
No, he's not. Doctor? You're all right?
Shutting off higher brain functions so I can walk. Talk! Running on instinct! Holding on to language! It's an effort! Sorry, I get a bit... incoherent.
Yeah, no change there then. You can move at least. Where to?
Must have been happening for days, weeks. Uploading new software direct to the brain, embedded in sound.
What can we do?
Underground. Donna, you gotta help me. Think!
Me? How do I switch your super brain back on? Hang on, Kevin, he's right. We're going back to the tunnels.
But the shutters, they're locked. We can't open them.
Yeah, but remember what's outside? Roadworks. Always wanted to drive one of these.
Back a bit, now forward.
Big, yellow, noisy, scooby-dooby in front of me. Oh, what do they call those things?
Woo! Was that a parking meter? Shame.
Back up, try again.
Hurry up, Kevin. You can use my twisty-turny...
What?
Screwdrivers.
I have a couple of ratchet sets, but they're at home.
No, borrow mine here. Point and think. Donna's got a plan. What's the plan, Donna?
Get this open. Head underground. These aliens were collecting samples. Stands to reason they're taking them to a secret base. Wherever they're keeping this stupid machine. Ready? Again.
One more should do it. 1, 2, 3.
They're open. Now what?
I wander in, get caught, find the stupid machine. You turn it off.
How?
With a train! Oh, listen to Donna!
A train? Isn't there a switch?
Right, Mr. Muscles. He told you my plan.
Kind of.
My plan, remember, not his. Well, I'm kind of relying on him to take over at the halfway point, but it is my basic idea.
You feeling all right?
A bit wheezy. Probably head rush from driving that bulldozer. Thing is, I'm not much of a gadget freak to begin with, so it'll be hard to tell. But we should get going.
Your fella, is he? The doctor?
No, I'm available. I mean, I'm single, unattached. Oh, we're not a couple. No, but no.
More human samples. Scan them.
Thing.
Language. The last system placed beyond reach.
Your final analysis, science overseer.
Our infrasound is beyond auditory perception for an insignificant number. The program cannot upload. Eliminate them directly, and risk is negligible.
Then we can proceed. Take this city. It will give us a hub to transmit the signal planet-wide.
Oh, I wouldn't do it like that.
What is this? You're a competent sample.
I'm the Doctor. Just about. I am guessing you don't have a valid ticket for travel on the underground today.
You are different.
Oh, you spotted that. Well done, you.
Non-human, but with a particularly rapid synaptic response.
Always happy to take a compliment, even from you.
Ah, your high-level brain function means our program has taken hold quickly.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yet you resist. This causes you pain.
Again, bingo bongo.
It is also pointless. Observe his brain patterns, Supervisor.
I haven't much time. It won't be long before I lose... Words, language. What you've done is impressive, I admit.
Thank you. Remove a civilization's access to its own technology, its capacity to resist is eliminated.
Impressive, but I can't allow it.
Ah, you can do nothing.
Leader, another human in the tunnels. It has language.
I'll give you language.
Interesting. You wish to engage?
Too right, I wish to engage. I wish to engage my fist in your...
Donna, easy now.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I was trying to get out and I forgot how doors worked. Looks like this stupid machine finally got to me too. Here, brought you what's
it? It is inevitable. 99.2% of the population are susceptible. The rest will be terminated.
Those are acceptable parameters. Secure them for analysis.
Bex! Bex! Who? You?
While it is a curiosity to meet an alien interloper, you will not interfere with our plans.
On a bet.
Donna, remember. You, Donna.
That's it, Bex. Temps United. Remember Kevin? Remember the big butch train driver?
That is not our infrasound signal. What's happening?
99%, you said.
Meet the 1%, Sunshine.
That's it. Safety's cancelled. A once over from the Doctor's gizmo. I can do all sorts, it's not allowed. Jump the tracks by junction box 759. Whack right into that alien cabling. Sorry, darling, but Ultra Security needs us to do our duty. Right. Reckon I can make 3 carriages before she hits. She'll be far enough.
Jones, the steam! Right on cue!
Failure! All systems!
And I'm back in the room!
Do not simply stand there, Science Overseer Cran! Investigate! All of you!
Yes, leader!
Doctor, we're still clamped in.
Yeah, but Donna, these clamps don't have any power.
Oh. I knew that. Alright, come on, you lot! Move! Come on, that's it! Come on, there you go! Yep!
I can speak. I can think.
I know. Brilliant, isn't it? All right, Bex, for the next, put those people skills to use and get this lot out. Hello, brain. How have you been? A little bit fuzzy, but clear as crystal now. Bright, sunny morning after a dark and stormy night.
Come on, you lot, out that way. Donna, you coming?
Right behind you. Doctor, we're going to have to get a shift on.
Yeah, this all looks pretty straightforward.
Prisoners, do not move.
Or what? You've nothing you can threaten us with right now, except shouting.
Cognoscenti, block the exits. Do not let any more samples escape.
Is that what you call yourselves? Cognoscenti, very droll. If there's one thing I don't like, it's a know-all.
Donna? Oh, it takes one to know one. Oh, great, now we're surrounded. They might not have space guns, but I don't like the look of those spindly fingers.
Let's see, your tech is based around neural systems. Big brain cavities. Must be a pain finding hats that fit. And what else? Transdimensional technology.
Move away from our machines.
All right, big fella. Can't blame a fellow scientist for having a nose around.
Supervisor, power is restored. Our psionic communications are active.
I can hear that, Cran. Now I do have something to threaten you. Instant neural termination.
Like Brian.
Oh, well, all right. We surrender.
Science Overseer, report.
The damage was superficial. A tunnel transport collided with the power coupling. Repairs are complete. I am returning now.
The samples that escaped are of no consequence.
Once infrasound is restored, they will be rendered incompetent.
That didn't take long. Hope you know what you're doing, Doctor.
Your pathetic attempt at disruption has failed, alien.
Alien? A bit impersonal. You're not exactly local either. I told you, I'm the Doctor. And before you switch your stupid machine back on again, you should really, really listen to what I've got to say.
I have listened enough, and I am grateful that as soon as our signal transmits, your prattling will end.
I gave you a chance to turn around and go in peace. Leave in your interdimensional hub ship. Don't say I didn't warn you.
They're into what?
Think about it, Donna. You can't just land a spaceship in the London Underground.
What are you saying? They fizzled in somehow? Like the TARDIS?
Yeah, transmat from another dimension. The TARDIS doesn't fizzle. It's more of a...
Silence!
See that hatchway over there with the fuzzy yellow edge? That's their hub ship. Dodgy dimensional phasing. You can see the join between one dimension and the next. Not like a TARDIS.
I said silence!
Supervisor!
Science overseer, restart the signal. Maximum power.
One chance. Stop now, and I'll say no more about it.
Infrasound active.
You will say no more at all, Doctor.
Only, and I should probably have mentioned this before you switched it on, in those precious few moments back there, I managed to completely analyse your signal and pull a little bit of a switcheroo. It's now tuned to cognoscenti neural function. Handy thing, your psionic communication network. Gave me some pointers. But I'd have worked it all out by myself, given 3 more seconds. Nice plan, by the way, Don.
Still prattling. Did you notice?
What?
And what he's saying is, your stupid machine's backfiring.
Supervisor Lobo, I cannot operate the controls. They are beyond my understanding.
All cognoscenti, evacuate the station! Board the hub ship at once!
I suggest you all toddle off undercover. Shut yourselves in your hub ship. Oh, you're doing it already. Well, good idea. Dimensional displacement technology is tricky stuff. You don't want to start those engines unless you know exactly what you're doing. Oh, I've just had a thought.
Does it involve running the hell out of here?
Donna Noble, you read my mind.
Retreat! We must remove ourselves from the infrasound! Seal the ship!
All cognoscenti on board. Competence level still falling. We cannot escape the signal. It is on our psionic communication band. I do not know how to turn it off.
Then start the engines, Crown, before that knowledge is removed.
Engines on. Hyperdimensional thrusters activated.
Depart. Full power. Now. Wait. Did we engage the thing?
Supervisor?
The stabilization. A thing. To enable safe passage through the...
Hey! Bex, right?
Yeah, aren't you...
What the...
Don't worry, it's just the cognoscenti hub ship imploding sideways through hyperdimensional space. It'll leave a bit of a hole, but most of the damage will be 6 or 7 dimensions along.
Donna, you're safe! What happened?
Let's just say power station blowout. No casualties. Not down there, at any rate.
How do we explain everything else?
You'll be surprised how little people choose to remember. I'm sorry to run, but I need to check on someone.
I'll catch you up. You two all right?
Yep, think so. Looks like we're remembering how everything works.
Well, some of us didn't forget.
Less than 1%, right? Makes you special, Kev.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I can call Gran.
She'll be fine. Told you the doctor would sort it.
Donna, good plan.
And you, Muscles, nice driving. Kev's a train driver. You like travelling. You two should get to know each other. Bex, remember the temping code?
Keep going till something sticks, right?
That, and always invoice for the full day. Double time for the end of the world. Right, better find the spaceman, no knowing what he'll get up to in the community. See ya!
Bye, Donna.
Bye. So, Kev, trains to Paris. Guess you get a discount.
Hello? Is someone there?
Jill Meadow, you're awake. How's a brain? Firing on all cylinders?
Do I know you?
Sorry, he's a bit of a fan.
I think you've been overdoing it, Jill.
I, I can't quite remember what went on this afternoon.
Don't worry, no one will.
I need to catch up on my emails. Now, what have I missed?
You should take it easy. Unplug once in a while.
Yeah, it's a lovely day. Take a stroll along the South Bank. Have an ice cream. Read a book.
I'm really terribly busy. That's odd.
No, just for today. You're really not.
Sylvie, any voicemails?
You have zero voicemails. Zero missed calls. Zero new emails.
Perhaps I can take an hour off.
That's the idea. Here, let me take that.
I am Sylvie. How can I help you today?
You can start by taking your little computer brain and stick in an algorithm right...
Donna!
I do not understand this input.
Yeah, that's Donna, IT whiz, let me. Now, how can I put this? Sylvie, off.